Morning Watch, Idro, 2020, The Christian Life, Week 5. Monday. The Prayer of the Age, offered to God through the Church, the Body of Christ, as a house of prayer. Related verses. Mark 11:17. And he taught and said to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" Acts 2:36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified." Ephesians 5:30. "Because we are members of his body." Romans 14:19. "So then, let us pursue the things of peace and the things for building up one another." Matthew 28:18-20. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age." Luke 10:19. "Behold, I have given you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Suggested reading. We will consider the prevailing prayer of the church. This prayer is a prayer of the age. As Christians, we may know something concerning prayer, but in the Scriptures, especially in the New Testament, there is one kind of prayer that is far beyond our human concept. To enter into this kind of prayer, we need a heavenly vision. First, the ascension of Christ indicates that the Lord's redemptive work is fully complete. After the Lord ascended to the heavens, he sat down at the right hand of God. Someone sits down, it means that everything that he had to do has been finished and accomplished. The Lord has accomplished everything related to the work of redemption in a full way. Second, the ascension of Christ indicates that the Lordship of Christ has been established. The Lordship of Christ was established by the ascension of Christ. We need to realize that today, the Lord Christ is not merely the Lord who created the universe. The Lord Christ today is also God, who was incarnated to be a man. Today, there is a man in the heavens who has been exalted and established to be the Lord of the universe. Moreover, Ephesians 1:22 tells us that Christ was given to be head over all things to the church. Everything that the Lord has obtained and attained is not only for himself, but is also to the church. This means that everything that he has obtained and attained is being transmitted to the church. We need to see a heavenly vision of this heavenly fact. The third main point concerns the authority of the body. The authority of the body is the authority of the head, exercised by the body. Thus, the authority of the body is the authority of the head. Although the body has this authority is not merely objective, but is very subjective. This means that this authority must be assumed and exercised by the body. To assume something means to take something upon oneself. As the church, the body of Christ, we need to assume the authority of Christ. After his resurrection, the Lord told the disciples that all authority in heaven and on earth had been given to him. Then he commanded them to preach the glad tidings to all the nations. The Lord said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and disciple all the nations." Having received all authority, the Lord commanded us to go with this authority and preach the gospel. The Lord also told us clearly that he has given us the authority to overcome the power of the enemy. Enemy has power, but the body has authority. Authority is much stronger than power. Christ, as a head, has the authority, and as his body, we automatically have this authority also. The fourth main point is the prayer of the church as the body of Christ. This kind of prayer is not the prayer of individual believers, but the prayer of the church as a body of Christ. This is prayer that is based on the fact that we have the position and authority of Christ. In this kind of prayer, we do not beg the Lord to do something for us. Instead, we claim what the Lord has obtained and attained. However, to pray in this way, we must have some realization of what the Lord has obtained and attained. Christ has obtained the lordship and the headship. He is the Lord, the head, over all things. The lordship and the headship are the most important aspects of what the Lord has obtained.